Dutch defeat Waverly Shell Rock 3-1 to make it to their 12th ever appearance at state back-to-back seasons. Don't know if you've heard of this one. Katie Sheckel joins us, the 4A Player of the Year reigning, a chance to finish her career at the state tournament. First of all, Katie, it wasn't a perfect start, but obviously the girls were able to overcome it. How exciting is it to have that opportunity, regardless of how it came, to be playing for a state title next week?
I mean, I'm so excited. I'm pumped. Last year was so much fun, and so I'm really excited to go back and try and do it again. We are going to have good competition no matter who we play getting there. But we just have to remember to play as a team and play with joy and play for each other, and I'm just super excited because I think we did that tonight. Even though we started out a little slow, we really figured it out, and we just came together and played so well together.
Not the start you probably wanted, but that's what happens. Waverly, a team that was excited to be here and really try to turn up the volume early. What was that response like, though, in set two to be able to bounce back, especially in dominant fashion, and how much confidence did that give you the rest of the night once you kind of settled in?
Yeah, well, we did definitely struggle at the beginning. I think we were just playing really tight, just a little, like, the nerves. We were just trying to get those out. But once we got those out, we had a talk in the locker room. We were just like, okay, we got to go out there. We know how we can play. This isn't how we play. But we just got to go out there and play with joy and play for each other. I think we were kind of forgetting that piece and just more just playing tight. And I think we just kind of let loose and play free the next three sets. And we just had so much fun. And we celebrated big every single point. And I think that just helps us a lot.
And how important was it that that was a dominant set? Like, you know, if it's 25-23, Waverly maybe feels like they're still in it. But how important was it, do you think, to kind of take the wind out of their sails there?
I think it was so important because we definitely – they had a lot of momentum at the end of that first set, and it was just really nice to just go shut that down. Like, that was really big for us, and I think that just took us into sets three and four. And I think – I don't know. That just really carried us. It was good that we could just take care of business that second set, especially after losing the first one.
And Brooke had mentioned that the serve was really key tonight. Set one, mm-hmm. they were in system on every ball. It felt like for the rest of the night they were fighting for points.
Yep. Yeah, definitely. Our service pressure makes a big difference. We are a very good serving team when we're serving with pressure. I think sometimes we can be a little more conservative with our serves just to make sure we're getting them in, but that's going to keep teams in system. So I think when we just really fire away with our serves, that's when we get teams out of system, and that's when we can really just – I don't know, get a kill on our side because they'll just send a free ball over to us.
Here with one and only Katie Sheckel following the team's 3-1 win over Waverly Shell Rock here to advance to the state tournament. And a unique question for you because you just came off of a state championship. You were at the state track and field meet, and so many of your teammates have been in those situations. Obviously, this group is experienced having gone to state and being runners-up last year in volleyball, but how much of an extra edge do you think it is that you and Ella just came off of a state title, that these moments aren't too big for you because you've been in the big moments, and that's true for many of the girls on your team?
Yeah, well, the big moments are definitely super fun. I love it. I love the big crowds, the big environment. It's just an amazing atmosphere, but honestly, we just need to take it one little step at a time. It's not just going to happen. We got to work and do all the little things right, and honestly just stay together. We just got to stick together because when the moment gets really big, we just got to remember who we're playing for, and we're playing for each other and we're playing for God, and that's really all that matters.
And you know, when I talked to you at softball, obviously you had a ton of fun with that run, and it was mm-hmm. really special to you, and I know it was, especially doing it with Emma. But volleyball is your sport. This is yeah. your element. How exciting is it to have one more crack at this, to have this opportunity with your best friends to go chase a state title next week?
Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited. Last year was just amazing. Like, I can't even describe it. And I just want it so bad for the rest of our team. Like, I want it, and I want the young girls to experience it, too, because there's girls on our team that haven't gotten to experience it, but then there's some that have. And honestly, it was one of the best moments of my entire life being at state. It is my sport. I love it so much. And I'm just super excited to share this moment with everyone else. I love our team so much, and we're ready to get after it.
Well, last year feels like in some ways it was yesterday, in some ways it was a year mm-hmm. ago, and obviously a slightly different team, but so many of you girls were on that run where it felt like you were a bit of an underdog and pushed your way to the top. Mm-hmm. This year, target on the back of the Dutch, you're one of the top three seeds. How do you respond to that pressure, and how exciting is it going into next week knowing you're one of the favorites?
Yeah, well, like I said, we just got to keep playing our game. We can't focus on the other side of the court. We just have to remember that we're playing a game against the ball. We're not playing specific people. We're just playing the game, and we're playing how we can do it, and we're just loving on each other and just being excited for each other in every single moment.
Feels like there's some unfinished business, and this team obviously feels like it can win a state championship next week, but right away to start, you know, there'll be a tough test regardless, especially on that first day of the state tournament where there are a lot of upsets. how critical is it just to be focused and ready to go, knowing mm-hmm. that it could be a very short trip to Coralville with how good the teams are in Class 4 this year?
Yep. Well, there's definitely going to be super good competition anywhere, but I'm really confident. Our team is super hungry, and we're super excited to go after this. We have a lot of practices coming up here to work or just clean things up a little bit. There's things that we can clean up, things that we can kind of fine tune. And I think once we get those figured out, we're going to be tough and we're ready to go. Everyone's super excited. So,
well, and Katie, I want to be very busy next week too. Mm-hmm. So keep on going. I'd love for me to have to go to Coralville 3 times.
Yeah, me too. That's what I want.
Should be a whole lot of fun. Katie Shekel joining us after a big win. Katie, always a pleasure. Looking forward to seeing you in Coralville next week.
Yep. Thank you, Andrew.